Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address.
Kristen Zlansky, 7315 South Stonehenge Drive, Brandon. I just want to echo all the sentiments of the person who spoke last time. And I know it seems to you like it's annoying that people aren't clapping, but I think the purpose of us all being here today is to see how people feel. And sometimes it is scary to get up in front of everybody and, you know, not have the perfect presentation prepared. But what she said, I think a lot of us agree with. I think clapping is a way of us showing you that we agree with it. I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm opposed to this. I'm still opposed to it. Every time I come, I'm opposed to it. I feel like there are a lot of people up here who don't necessarily, not necessarily interested in hearing opposition, but I feel like a lot of us do feel that way. I also think that we didn't want any of this really in the first place. The people who live right around it, I haven't seen anyone who lives right on it, this or the southern part, who have wanted it. But despite that, it keeps growing. Barriers keep shrinking. A lot of things keep happening that we don't want, but you kind of keep asking and doing against it anyways. I also wanted to point out that I noticed in Oak Creek last week there was a shooting on like a Monday night at the Meyer, and there was a murder at the apartment in Oak Creek last week too, and I'm just saying we don't want that. We don't want what's going on there. So I know you want to segregate it into this is about the DNR, and this is about this, and don't talk more than 3 minutes, and don't clap and have it exactly how you want. But however you want to dice it, you don't want it. Thank you.
Thank you. For those of you who are clapping, put yourself in a person who is in favor of this position, okay? I'm just asking you to be neighbors and friends.
I haven't seen anybody.
No, let's not. You've been through this before. Let's not be have an outburst. I'm serious about this. People have feelings. You have feelings, and we respect that. But you've got to respect the feelings of the other people that are in favor of this. So let's just, you know, it's Christmas season. Just do it. It doesn't hurt. We know that some of you are not for this. We know that most of you are not for this. We get that. Please have respect for everyone in the room. Anyone else wishing to speak?
You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Name and address, please.
Chad Servanansky, 8530 West Hawthorne Lane. Could you guys put up that Google map again that you had up a few minutes ago? That shows the area where the rock is. Can somebody point out to me which trees are going to be removed from the property so I can get a better understanding of which trees are going to be cut down? I mean, you don't have to point each tree out one by one, but can you show me what areas are all the trees are coming out?
Put that map. Put the map up.
So it'll be the woods that are.
Can you point on the? Show me.
So it's the area in green. So on the north of. So you see the area in green, sort of the oval. That's where the stormwater pond is going to be. So you see the contour lines in dark underneath the green. All that green is the woodlands. So those are the woods that are coming down. There's smaller pieces of woodlands closer to Rawson. So that's also in green, so it's almost a squarish shape. So that's also woods that would be removed. And then there's other small pockets of woods south of Rawson as well.
What about all the trees that are behind all the homes on Hawthorne Lane? On the east side of all the properties on Hawthorne Lane, there's a whole road with 60-foot trees along that entire road. Are those coming down?
Yes. Those are not protected.
Why would you take those trees down? They're 60 feet tall.
So we can put a berm there.
Your lights are going to be 70 feet tall.
Car lights will not be 70 feet tall. Car lights will be at
those trees are the only buffer that the homes on Hawthorne Lane have. If you take those trees down, there's going to be no buffer at all. And then I looked at what you're replacing those trees with. You're putting shrubs and crab trees in to replace 60-foot trees that have been there for 100 years. That makes no sense.
There are real trees on there as well.
But you just said you're cutting them all down. You're taking them all down.
You mentioned the shrubs. You mentioned the crab trees. There's also other trees that will plant on those berms as well.
You know how long it'll take for trees to develop to the size that they are now?
Yes, I know.
When we moved into the house when I was a kid in 77, those trees were already like 40 feet tall at that time already. Well, if so it'll take 100 years for them to grow that tall again.
Talk to the applicant. If a majority of those neighbors don't want that berm there, let the applicant know, provide us some information, and I'm sure the council would consider removing the berm.
Yeah, absolutely.
A berm will provide no buffer at all. And I looked at what you're replacing them with. You're putting in shrubs, crab trees, and no evergreens. It doesn't mention anything. You're not putting any evergreens there. You're putting all deciduous crab apple trees, which lose their leaves in August. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, what is a little berm going to do to protect all the homes? It's not going to do anything.
Well, again, the berm was what we felt was an accommodation to the neighbors to the west, frankly. You guys get
so
to
you,
get.
So you think the berm is going to be better than what's there now?
It's not what I think. It was the accommodation for you. I think that tree line for you guys is great.
Why don't you just leave the trees that are there?
You guys get together, and if you'd like that, we can arrange a meeting with the applicant and work it out.
I'm just going by what the plan showed on the agenda packet.
Chad, I just offered
that. They're all being removed.
But if you guys want something different quickly, get together, and we'll talk about it and probably make it happen.
I had 3 to 4 meetings with the Blair people about the apartment section with the berms, and now they're down to zero. In some places, they're zero foot. I've had 3 meetings with them. I'm just saying, you say, just need and everything will be okay. It's not that easy. It's not that easy.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Spencer?
I just want to make sure we have an input in what happens with the trees, because I think it's important that they stay because they're so tall. When you take them down, you have nothing. The lights are going to be taller, 70-foot tall lights? What are shrubs going to do to block lights? They ain't going to do anything. And a berm won't do anything either. My neighbors next door along Rawson, the house on the very end, they have a berm all along their property. That does absolutely nothing for lights and sound. Absolutely nothing. And I still would like more clarification, too, as far as what other trees on the property are being taken down. Because you mentioned at the bottom of the hill, but I'd actually like more clarification exactly to point out which one. Because I don't think the people in Overlook Farms would want all the trees taken down at the bottom of the ski hill. I don't think they'd want those removed either.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cernansky. Joel, can you make a note and get them as much information as you can? Yes. Joy. Merry Christmas. You didn't hear me. I said Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
See, now there's a spirit.
Hi. You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Joy Dragunas Zangalis, 7573 Highview Drive, Greendale, Wisconsin. Obviously, Mike and everyone here is fully aware that I've been adamantly against this project. For numerous reasons. And Mr. Mayor, I just want to address one thing before I get to the point that I came to make. You stated that if the neighbors want something, to have a meeting and get together with Mr. Zimmerman, and those accommodations could be debated, talked about. What happened to us? Why, when we were asking for accommodations and for the lights and the noise, and a possible berm. Now, I know the DNR did deny that. And modifications to even permits that he's given. Why was that never taken into consideration?
It was. The lights will be changed and re-aimed and shielded this spring to accommodate that wish.
And the noise?
The noise is under limits in the city. And there's also a plan to monitor that in real time.
On the ground. If you look at OSHA's website, or any website, for monitoring noise waves, and in fact, as an educator, I teach this in school, how sound waves move and travel. When you look on OSHA's website, it tells you exactly where and how monitors are to be placed, and exactly where you measure the noise from. And if you look, they even have pictures. They're right next to the sound. They are within a straight line of the sound and not 500 feet away. So that is how you measure sound. You cannot measure sound that's coming from up here, down here. It'll never measure because sound waves travel this way. They don't travel this way.
Joy.
Yes. Thank you.
Please.
So, I am gravely concerned about the habitat that will be taken, the wildlife. I did hear that yesterday. A citizen who stood up was actually a retired DNR agent who stated that they have gotten calls from a bird that is endangered within the forest there. That even makes me more concerned. But the concern that I have more so is that this retaining pond will be close to the Root River. The Root River spans into many areas of the state. So when you have an area, a body of water, a lot of things run towards that body of water. They go towards the area of least resistance, including what's in that landfill. How are we going to stop what's in that landfill from heading into the retaining pond and then heading into the Root River, which then feeds into all the other rivers? What guarantee do we have? What insurance do we have of that? How do we stop it? How do we make sure we can't? It's impossible. Because nature, Mother Nature, always prevails. Always. And again, having a biology background, I can tell you that. So, the trees, as well as the forest, really need to be preserved. Wisconsin has some of the greatest areas of natural habitat and natural resources in the country. People beg for what we have here. They're asking for our water. They're asking for our resources. And these commodities will be worth more than gold in the very near future. I have a documentary I'd like all of you to consider watching. It's called Blue Gold. It's about water, clean water. Consider protecting it. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy. Anyone else wishing to speak?
Could we see the general map relationship of the area from Rawson Avenue to the Parkway, from Moonless Road to Hawthorne, so we get an idea?
I do.
You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Name and address, please.
Hold on. Not touching it, Leroy. Mind your own business.
But you know, you should be smarter than
Leroy, let the gentleman speak. Could you give us your name and address, please, again?
Yeah, Kuram Mustaba, 8550 West Chapman Lane.
Thank you.
Could I please ask either applicant or somebody else from the DNR to come up with a map? Because this map, the one before, was really confusing. In fact, according to that, some of it, like, it looks like there is some construction going to go up in our backyards as well.
So, which one of these is your lot?
Third one.
This one.
That's the one, yeah. Okay. So basically, if we could come up with a map side by side, which is showing right now what the situation is, and the one which is going to be the map after removing the trees. So we don't know exactly where, by just showing different gradients of green color on the north side of the actual rock, and on the side, it doesn't clearly show, it makes it confusing where exactly what it's going to be. So if there are two maps you could show us, which shows the current status quo, and then what is going to be once you cut the trees. That's what I request.
Well, this area in the green is what's being cut. Your house is here?
Correct.
There is no green there.
There is green. That's what I'm saying. Like we.
There
have,
is green. Wait a minute.
Yes.
I'm sitting right here.
Chad just meant trees. There are tons of trees, 60-foot high.
Joel.
That's exactly why.
For removal for the berm. Yeah.
Yes, the tree line along the property, there aren't enough trees within proximity of one another to be classified as protected woods. They're far enough apart. They don't meet our criteria for protection.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we have those two maps?
So what can we do to help him?
The applicant would have to make a new map of that stuff. or we could try to do it.
Can't you just go to view in
Tile?
View.
It's just simply the clearer picture is in intentionally being trying to confuse things.
Mr. Lewandowski? Mr. Lewandowski, one conversation, please. Treat him with some respect. Thank you.
It clearly shows not what this status quo is right now. I don't know whether it's deliberate or how it's been overlooked. By drawing some grayscale lines and not showing the trees or the green color, why would you do that?
They only have to show the trees that are required to be protected by our ordinance. That tree line does not meet that criteria.
Well, let's be clear. You see on here the trail that runs along essentially a property line? Right here? Whose property is that on?
That's too close to call. We would need it for a map to show the property line on the aerial photograph.
Because if the trees are on their property, on the homeowner's property, we don't have...
Okay, let me explain. Some of it, again, as you said, close to call. I mean, it's, you can't just simply say that when you're actually building such a huge project. It has to be very precisely demarcated where exactly it's going to be. And that's what you have to come up with, the maps, and not deliberately do something or misguide other people by coming up with this map.
Well, there is no misguiding here. Again, the city staff said that the trees along that tree line are not protected under city ordinances, so therefore they're not needed to be mapped.
Okay.
So nobody's trying to deceive anybody. You're looking for some additional information, and maybe we can provide it for you.
So
your request is fine. I get it. I understand.
Okay, so can we have those two maps, like not showing it like this, or?
We'll have to, the applicant will have to come up with them, but yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of on both sides, maybe like few feet on the right is going to be not our property, and few feet on the left is our property. So we have to actually come up with exactly where the property line
Correct.
Is.
Right.
But at the same time, I do not see a reason to come up with berm. What was the reason of putting a berm there?
It was,
which is a separation, right? So if there is a separation already there, why would you remove that?
No, it was included for a couple of purposes, but the largest one was to try to mitigate noise and light pollution from the neighbors.
Okay.
It's bottom line truth. Every time a berm goes into the city, it's to protect the neighboring neighbors from sound and light or view.
So you don't think it's the other way around, that we are getting affected by the light and noise, and they are getting affected by our light and noise?
No, it's to protect you.
We are protected.
I get all. I understand all of that. The berm was put in there, among other reasons, to help mitigate sound and light intrusion into your yards. If you guys don't want it, we'll have a conversation.
But
I can't. But see, I can't make that decision based on yours and Mr. Cervenansky's comments. It's got to be the neighbors because it's the whole length.
Okay, but while I'm standing here, could I request to come up with a more clarified version of the maps?
We can't do that now.
Whenever, like future.
But,
can it be noted?
And you can come to our office and look at the maps. We have other maps that are not available online right now that do show aerial photographs with property lines. We'll be able to show you how much of the tree line is on your property and how much of the tree line is on theirs. That much we can do, you can come to our office anytime.
All right, thank
I
you.
Encourage you to do that. That would be helpful for you. Anyone else? Doctor? You're next, Dana.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address.
My name is Jim Rutledge. I'm at 9901 West Ralston Avenue. I have always objected to the development of for many reasons that I've outlined much that's in prior records. My concern now is that western border. You'll see two, if you go to the western side where those tree line is, there's two parallel like trails. I suspect the reason, one of the reasons the trees are being taken out is because it'll provide more parking space. If you left and built that berm where those two parallel roads are, you would not infringe upon the neighbor's trees and the, what should we say, the aesthetics of their backyard. You would still have the berm there. You still could build the berm and build it, put in the crabapple trees and everything like that. However, it's going to cut down on the number of parking spaces you have, and I think that is the big problem with the planners. Because then they have to get so many parking spaces, and they're going to run into the problem of the DNR. Now, if you want to be have neighbors who are accepting something that they really didn't want, and you want to be fair, I would suggest to leave those damn trees alone. That keeps the aesthetics of their property. Where those two parallel roads are,
to make sure that everyone knows.
Yes, sir.
Careful.
These two roads, put the berm there. Yes, it's going to cut down a number of parking spaces, and that may be a problem in the planning commission and everything else. But you're asking this, these people here, to accept something they don't really want. Now, if you want to be fair about it, leave the trees there, let them have the aesthetics, and then put up your berm ahead of it. And you can make it as tall as you want and put all kinds of shrubbery. I don't think that would be that would solve two problems. One, the aesthetics for the neighbors. Two, the noise pollution.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Please state your name and address.
Dana Kint, 9011 West Hawthorne Lane in the wonderful city of Franklin, at least for now. I just have a couple questions. Is there a DNR representative here tonight? I missed everybody's introductions. Okay, thank you. Has a complete and comprehensive plan for the entire development been submitted to the DNR by the developer? Are you aware?
Joe.
As it impacts the landfill, I believe, yes.
The whole landfill. So, like, the solid waste study, everything has been, analysis has been submitted to the DNR?
The updated, all the latest information that has been provided in this packet, I believe, is available to the DNR north of Ross.
And has been sent along. Okay, well, thank you. Because my concern is, obviously, the solid waste review for the entire development needs to be completed. Has the DNR also reviewed the erosion plan, or is this just the wetland review at this point?
It's only the wetland review and the landfill review, not the erosion or stormwater yet.
Okay, so that'll be another hearing involved in that aspect?
I don't believe there's any hearings for that.
Okay, and why wouldn't there be?
By state law, there's no requirement.
Okay. But if there's a lot of public concern, shouldn't there be another public hearing for discussing the matters of one of the largest landfills in all of Wisconsin with 5.7 million cubic yards of waste?
I believe that's a question for the DNR.
Okay. I wanted to point something out. In the narrative portion of the developer submission section of 15.9.011C, titled The Explanation for Why the Stormwater Pond Must Be Adjacent to the Root River, it states the retention pond has to be located off the waste mass because of concerns of weight compressing the underlying waste and potentially squeezing contaminants and methane in directions it did not previously migrate. It goes on to say this scenario of squeezing the waste mass creates liabilities that can be avoided by working outside the waste mass. My concern is that even the developer's own study of the 22 borings that he did, excavation pits, indicated that there were 12 borings out of the 22 that found waste mass outside of the designated boundaries. So obviously this landfill that was mismanaged by the county and everybody else does not have accurate boundaries. So when they're disrupting the wetlands and things like that, how do they really know that they're not disrupting
waste mass that is located outside these supposed boundaries that aren't really accurate?
They keep updating the map, and the DNR can tell them to dig more pits to test them. I would suspect that that's part of their analysis.
Okay, so the wetlands will not... I mean, can they do a soil boring through a wetland? Doesn't that impact it negatively for something that's been there for...
For purposes like this, they can do testing as long as they don't put deposits inside the wetland. They can dig holes in the wetland.
Okay.
Just can't deposit materials there.
My question is, how is the engineering load of a 4,000-seat stadium full of spectators and acres of parking lots full of cars and other accessory buildings any different than this load of the pond on the landfill that the developer is adamantly trying to avoid for fear of liability? And how can you guarantee that the 52 homes on private wells, that this compression on the landfill will not squeeze contaminants and methane into our homes and water supplies? Would you guys drink the water that's in this landfill or let your children drink the water out of this landfill? That's what you're making my family do. And back to the point about liabilities. What type of insurance policy and coverage does the developer have for when something happens? Does he have an insurance policy? Anybody know?
I don't know.
Shouldn't that be a requirement?
We do not require that for any project that I'm aware of. Shopping centers, apartment.
Well, this is a totally different situation. This has toxic waste and huge liabilities as far as contaminating my well and 52 homes and methane intrusions into homes and things like that. This should require some sort of massive insurance policy coverage.
And there may be something between them and Milwaukee County, but I'm not sure.
Who's going to pay for something when something goes wrong?
As I think you're aware, because I believe you were at most of the county hearings, mm-hmm. if not all of them, there is an insurance policy as part of the deal with the county, correct? The applicant's nodding up and down.
But we also know that the county is does not have the best insurance policy because of
We could do woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Okay.
There's an insurance policy being purchased to indemnify or to cover that instance. As well, there's a 20-year plan for update of the new methane collection system in the future that's in trust. So that answers the methane question, I think.
Okay. I'm concerned that waiving all the rules, regulations, conditions, and ordinances that are presumably well thought out and applied to everyone else, but apparently this developer should be rejected. Special exemptions for the Natural Resources Protection Plan should not be allowed. Destroying 23 acres of protected natural resources is a terrible idea, an intolerable price to pay for go-karts, more baseball, and music concerts. This site is located in the largest continuous natural resource corridor in all of Milwaukee County and is actually part of the largest environmental corridor in all of southeastern Wisconsin, according to the DNR person yesterday at 1 o'clock. He also pointed out that the hooded warbler, which is a very rare bird, was heard in the Magnum Woods, which is part of what they are going to clear the many acres of canopy mature trees from. So I would like to request that some sort of environmental study be done requiring endangered or rare species be reported, an independent study, and also an independent, a full environmental review impact study of the whole parcel.
Ms. Kidd?
Yes.
We're at 6 minutes.
Are we? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm kind of talking. I apologize.
It's okay. It's all good. I just wanted to...
And the wetlands are just a crucial aspect of protecting my home from flooding and the water source and things like that. So I'm vehemently opposed to any kind of destruction of any wetland. It takes generations for that to be repaired and also the canopy to grow back. So you need to consider that. You're talking about decades and generations of people that you are making decisions regarding. Thank you.
Dana?
Yes?
Would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Would you please give my best wishes to your husband?
Well, he's doing great. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, sir. Good evening.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Name and address, please.
Marty Weigel, 7415 West Greenfield Avenue in West Allis, Wisconsin. I'm a volunteer with a local group that's been designing, building, and maintaining multi-use trails what are considered the mountain bike trails in this area for the last 15, 20 years. I have a question about the stormwater plan and how the water is going to flow off those new parking lots on the extreme west and north, extreme west portion. Is that going to drain into the parkland?
I believe everything north of Rawson will be going to that stormwater pond adjacent to the Root River, and everything south of Rawson will be going to a stormwater pond located at the far south end of that property.
So all that, so if you scroll back to the south, okay. So all those parking lots, that water is all going to drain east, or it's going to go south and then around the perimeter?
The exact locations, I don't know. Yeah. Those plans are still under review by our engineering department.
My concern is under the previous tenant there. There was occasion when he, when it was just, it was originally, I believe, planted as wildflowers under direction of the DNR, but it would occasionally get mowed. And when it was mowed and we have heavy rains, that all drained into the, to the north into the park. And